Thank you. Isola, can you go through the role such as it is?
With pleasure. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening to everyone. On today's JAS call on Friday the 15th of October, we have Avery Doria, Tijani Benjima, Elaine Pries, Rafik Damak. From staff, we have Carla Valente, Linda Saint-Chéry, and myself, Gisela Gruber-White. We have apologies from Carlos Aguirre, Sébastien Bacholet, Alex Gakuru, Cheryl Langdon Orr, Boudouin Chambé, and Evan Leibovich will more than likely only be joining us on the Adobe Connect. Thank you very much. If I can please remind everyone to state their names when speaking for transcript purposes. Over to you, Avery.
Okay, hi, this is Avery, and for transcription purposes, I'll be speaking a lot. The first thing I wanted to ask is to go through the SOI DOI. On the SOI statement of interest, it basically relates to your employment or other circumstances that may affect your participation in ICANN and in this group. Does anybody have any additions or changes to make to their SOI at this time? No? Okay, thank you. On the DOI, this is a declaration of interest that relates specifically to the topics under discussion at this meeting. So in general, the topic has to do with aid to applicants for the new GTLD. So if anyone has any intention of, for example, applying for that aid and has never made a declaration of that before, please, update your DOI at this point. Any updates? Okay, hearing none, I'll assume there are none. I'd like to mention, though, on the DOI, we've been having discussions about this in the policy geek groups. And basically, one thing to be remembered is that if all of a sudden we do hit a topic that is something that touches on a particular interest of yours, even during a meeting, please feel free to, basically say so at that time. That being the case, on the agenda, I've put a couple things. I've put a discussion of Cartagena. Carla has basically a question for the group in terms of what would we like to do. A quick update on the poll. And how we can talk about how we use that. Then going through the final draft again, I've changed a fair amount of language since the first time we did a walkthrough. So I want to make sure that that language is acceptable to people. Depending upon what we decide to do when we talk about the update on the poll, we can look at some of the language that is being polled upon and see if there's any small changes or whatever we would make to that language that would make it more acceptable to one side or the other without losing people on one side or the other. But I don't think that we haven't closed the poll yet because only about two-thirds of the members of the group have answered. So we're certainly not going to be pinning the consensus level determinations yet. And then if we get there, start talking about the addenda, I'd like to at least get to enough so that we talk about the approach we're going to be taking on the addenda. Any comments or changes on that agenda? No? In which case, other than the fact that I spelled discussion wrong, in which case, Carla, would you sort of rediscuss what you were talking about the options for this group in the Cartagena meeting so that we can get a little discussion going on it. And by the way, since Evan isn't here, I will be both, when we get to the document, doing the editing thing and looking at hands, so please be patient with me if I miss something. Okay, Carla.
Okay, thank you. Basically, we have two options that I propose. One is I propose to the internally to staff to have one new GTLD session that is like an update session on all of the various issues and working groups. And in this scenario, we would have a representative from each working group that would, for about 10, 15 minutes, give an update on, this is what this group is about, this is what we have done, and this is what's next. So people have like a global view of everything that is, going on related to new GTLDs. So that's one option. The second one is to have standalone session about applicant support that would basically showcase the final report. This is something similar to what we had in Brussels. Now, one thing doesn't exclude the other. We could probably have two sessions as well. It would be nice to have a decision soon because next week the meetings team is trying to close the slots of the sessions, which means booking the rooms and making sure that the calendar, you know, starts, the agenda starts working out.
Okay. Thank you. One other thing I'd like to add to this discussion, in addition to determining those two, I would also like to recommend that this group, or at least some members of this group, request time on the GNSO schedule on the weekend and on the ALAC and GAC schedules whenever it works for ALAC and GAC. And so I'd like to get, and that would involve certainly at least Evan and I to some extent, and as many of the rest of you as would be able to be there either remotely or in person. So we're talking about five possible meeting slots for this group, and I see Rafiq has his hand up.
Yes. So if I understand correctly, do you want, to make a working group update in the weekend for GNSO?
I think not only a working group update, but I think it might be good to also just have a chance for some question and answer if that fits into the GNSO schedule.
So maybe for that I need to ask Chuck and Stefan and to see, because I know that Stefan and Glenn, they are working and they are preparing the schedule. So I think we should contact them as soon as possible.
Okay, well, and that's one of the reasons why I'm asking this group. They think it's reasonable. Certainly the GNSO has not come to us saying, hey, we would like a report from you. By the way, you don't need to, whoever did accept Rafiq, don't need to actually accept his request to speak because that turns it into a microphone and it makes things confusing, although it's okay. But then you have to kill the microphone and he can't. Does anyone else have any comment on those meetings? Does anyone think that we shouldn't? Okay, the first question is, are we content? Is it sufficient for this group to just be part of an overall update on what all working groups working on items on new GTLDs have been doing, or do we think we need our own session to talk about that? Yes, Tijani.
Thank you, Avery. First of all, I love very much your idea to go and update GNSO Council, ALAC committee, and GAG, if possible, about our work and the point where we are now, and answer their questions. We need support from all the constituencies, so it's a very good idea. I support it. Second, I don't think it's a good idea to be in a general session of new GTLDs. We will be, if you want, it will be a detail inside the big thing. And I think that the item or the subject of the support for new GTLD applicants is a very important subject that needs to be very specially addressed, not inside a big event, if you want, a general briefing about the new GTLDs. That's
okay.
All.
Okay, thank you. I would think, by the way, I think that it's a, if there is a general reporting session, definitely I think we participate in it. So what I really take from this is that we should be doing both. Not that we shouldn't be reporting when everybody else reports, but that
good.
We should also have a special
good.
Session where we go in depth on our recommendations. Is that a correct way to take it?
That's right.
Okay. Rafiq and then Alan.
Yeah, just I think I forgot to say that I made the report to the UNESCO Council last week, and I had the question about the deadline for sending comments from stakeholder groups and constituency.
Right.
I didn't answer that question.
Right. Yeah, I tried. I was listening at the time, and I tried to answer. And what I tried to say is that we included the, if you have any comments, please send them more as a courtesy. What we are going to be doing is, once we have finished this report at this point, we will be doing a full, you know, community and constituency, et cetera, review. So there's no specific request on the table at the moment for the GNSO or the ALAC or even the board at the time. It was, if you read it and you have a comment, you know, please tell us. But there was no specific request that they do a constituency / GNSO comment at this time.
I wanted to ask them that strongly, that especially for as ICANN community, because specifically maybe we need from some members of ICANN community some support and assistance, that it should be in any way interesting to push them friendly for having their feedback. And also that, because that presentation I made, it wasn't really updated regarding what happened in the in our working group. So I think that maybe we need after to make a presentation when we will finish the our report.
And that's one of the reasons why I was thinking at this point, Evan and I making a going into the GNSO and having a time slot to discuss. One comment before I go to Alan on that is that what I will do if I feel that this group is generally in agreement or certainly not in disagreement with talking to all three of those groups is I will, you know, certainly ask you, Rafiq, as liaison, but I will also do the cherish thing and send a note to each of the chairs indicating our interest to come talk to them about, you know, our final report, which must have been out by then. Thanks. Alan?
Yeah, regarding presentation to the GNSO, I don't think we're going to get a lot different amount of time allocated, regardless of whether we're part of the same group or part of an overall GTLD presentation or as a separate one. On the other hand, based on at least experience at the last session, at the last meeting, reporting sessions that are just purely working group focused with, you know, in a segmented time are not well attended. So if we ask for 20 minutes or a half an hour or whatever it is as a separate time from the general GTLD reports, we risk having very, very few people there.
Okay, so you're recommending that we would ask.
I put my money on putting it into a session that people are all going to attend.
Right. Okay, so if this is different than I think the question Carla was asking, which was about main sessions, but this is in terms of the weekend request, what we should be requesting is a 20-minute slot in the new GTLD review session?
I would strongly advocate it. At the last meeting, several PDPs reported, and we ended up having about four people in the room from the GNSO.
Thank you. That's good advice. Okay.
Yes, so Avery, this is Carla. Glenn is the person who takes on the agenda for the GNSO.
Yes, I understand. Thank you. Okay, Alan. Okay, so you were done, right?
Yeah, I'm done.
Okay, I'll move on to Rafiq, and then I'd like to kind of close this one. So I'd like to ask anyone who wants to speak against asking for, you know, time slots all around to please get their hand up or please get a red X up. Yes, Rafiq.
Thanks, Avery. As far as I remember, always the session about the new GTLD is well attended, even not just GNSO Council. So maybe if we have a room in that for in the weekend for GNSO, in that session about the new GTAP, I think we, at least we can have the attention of the audience.
That's what I was suggesting.
So yes, I understand you to be supporting Alan's perspective on that. Okay then. So is anyone against my requesting time? So basically, to Carla and to Glenn, we're saying yes, we'll participate in the group GTLD reporting session, but yes, we would also like to have a separate discussion where we make our case about all of our recommendations. And yes, I should take the initiative to contact DAC, ALAC, and GNSO about some spot where we can speak with them. And in terms of the GNSO, what I should be requesting is a time slice of the general GTLD discussion. Any objections, any dissent on that issue? Okay, then. In which case, I'll move on to, is that Carla, just before I move on, that answers it all?
I believe so.
Okay, thank you. And I'll work with you and with Glenn as well, and Evan in terms of figuring out the hows, wheres, when of various scheduled pieces.
Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. Next item was the update on the poll. I did not, and Evan and I spoke about this late last night, somewhere around 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning, our time. And the poll is still open. There's only been 14 responses so far, as I indicated. We have 21 or 22 people in the group. And one of the things that we've been discussing in the, working group guidelines work team is that when you do these sort of outreach things, it's very important to at least have the opportunity for all those people who haven't or can't participate in the phone calls for one reason or another to make sure they've had a chance to participate on the list or participate in the poll. So we discussed certainly not closing it yet, even though the majority of the regular participants have now stated their opinions and I thank you very much for doing that so quickly. Okay, I see Fabian with a check, and I'm not sure what the check means, but I also see Alan with a hand up, but let me get to this. But what I basically like to do is, and we don't have, oh, okay. I see Fabian's answer. I intend to answer, but I need to catch up first. Thank you very much. That basically, while we haven't closed yet, we can look at these things, and while not do the work of saying, okay, we know we have consensus, or we know this is strong support, but actually, as we're going through the draft in the next section of the agenda, basically, based on some of the knowledge that we've gained and figure out whether there's a tweak we can do to the wording that, as I say, makes the people on the less supportive side able to move on to the more supportive side without displacing the people who are on the supportive side. And just it gives us a better clue. Alan, please.
Yeah, if the poll is still open, then I suggest we send out a reminder, but please, in the email, include a direct link to the PDF or the doc file for people to look at. To have to start finding it through some laborious sets of links is a pain in the butt.
Okay, I will certainly do that. Thank you. I, by the way, I keep a fairly updated copy on our wiki page at most times.
I know, but it took me about
off. But
it took me about six clicks to get to that.
Okay, I will certainly do that. Thank you for the recommendation.
It just makes it, if you're rushed and you have to start looking for something, you put it off and don't do it.
Yes, no, I understand, and I am constantly looking for things so I can put it in mail messages to make it easier for other people so I know how laborious it can be to find them all. Anyway, okay, thanks. Oh, now Alan is actually talking. Okay.
Oh, I just clicked a button wondering what would happen. Suddenly my screen went gray and I...
And you were talking. Okay. This is a magical tool. It's got so many powers. Okay, anything else on that? I mean, have people looked at it? It's actually interesting. I think on a couple of the questions, I've actually been surprised in that things that I thought were just a minority opinion of one have actually turned out to perhaps be, you know, strongly supported positions, so that's been interesting. But if there's nothing else on the poll at the moment, and I believe what we'll try to do is close it on Monday, so that by the Tuesday call, we have the final results and that. And what Evan and I have discussed doing is that after the poll has closed, he and I all basically talk it through and make our next approximations at what it means in the document, and then, of course, give the document to all of you to review and say, we don't think you got it right, or yes, we think you got it right. Of course, we prefer the yes, we think you got it right answer, but if that's not the case, you know, I'm sure you'll all feel free to say it's not the case. Anything else on the poll at this point? If not, I suggest we move to the going through the document. Any objection to moving on? Okay, now let's close this big window here. Okay, so we've got the document. Hello? Oh, sorry, I see your hands are, Johnny. Yes.
Yes. Excuse me. I am a little bit worried about the comprehension, perhaps, of the question. Because I am really surprised for at least two questions where we had only one opposition and now we have more than 50% against. So I am not sure the question, perhaps it's not well well posed, or perhaps, I don't know, there is a problem.
Okay, this personally, it happens to be one of the reasons why I'm always uneasy around polls. Having taken a full semester course on how to design polls, testing the questions is always something that one spends several weeks on a poll before actually doing it, which, of course, we don't do in these cases. I tend to think that it might be what you say, that people didn't understand, and we'll certainly review that, and that's one of the things that will come out when, you know, Evan and I look at it and say, okay, this is not a minority position. This is a strong support with strong opposition support or significant opposition support. And then we put that down and everybody goes, wait. That's not what we meant. That's not what the question meant. And we'll go back to it. I tend to make an assumption that people are understanding it. If not, people would have been writing to the list saying, does this mean this? In a couple cases, we have had people write to the list and say, does this mean this? And, a clarifying answers have been given out. And we're a small enough group where that kind of give and take works. Remembering, again, this isn't a vote. It's just an indicator. So we'll come back to that. So certainly, if on any of the questions where you're seeing this reversal or what you think is a reversal, as opposed to just a hidden truth coming out, you know, please send a message to the list saying, I want to make sure everybody understands question 14, and I'm just guessing at a number. I'm not posing a specific number. You know, I want to understand. I understood by 14 A, B, and C. Is this what everybody else understood there? And then if we get feedback that says, oh, wait a second, no, I understood it the opposite way, we know there's an issue. If that is that, you know.
Okay.
And perhaps today when we're going through the document, if one of those questions comes up, one of those areas comes up, please, you know, feel free to bring it up.
Okay.
So now, that being the case, let me move on to the document. And by the way, if somebody else wants to have the poll in front of them during the document talk, I don't have enough screens in front of me to have the document, the poll, and this is the screen up. So in this 16.3, I think my first changes, and these were not significant, but is around 158, 159. And I've already done more work on mine. So, again, my line numbers are bound to be off by ones and twos because I don't stop working on the doc after I send it out. I then notice. So let me find it here. By the way, I assume the sync is okay for you all?
No, it's backwards.
It's backwards. You think I'd remember from one meeting to another. Okay, how's it now?
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Now you have to tell us what line you're looking for again.
I am looking for a line, in this case, in your case, it is 162.64.
When I didn't have control, I didn't bother listening. Thank you.
Here, wait a second. Is this the right version up?
There's no changes in those lines.
Exactly. Well, we've got a clean copy showing, but... Yeah, and basically, because what's showing there is the clean version, not the version with all the edits. The change that was made... No, this is the wrong version. Sorry, let me get the right version up. I apologize. For some reason, we've got the wrong version up.
There's... Yeah.
Documents. Let me get the right one from my computer, because then I'm sure that at least on this screen... Okay. Oh, and that's it. When a new document comes in, it immediately turns the sync off. No, that is the same one. I don't know what's going on. Give me a second.
I don't know what you've done, but we can really scroll down, and the scroll bar changes, but I still only see the first page. Oh, now the page back and forward buttons work, but the scroll bar doesn't.
I didn't do nothing.
It works for me. Alan, it works for me, yeah?
You can scroll down with pull it up and down, and it goes up and down?
Moment, I will. Yes, exactly.
I see flashing when I scroll, then I end up seeing the top of the same page again.
No, it's not the case for me. Moment.
Oh, well.
I am trying to unconfuse things now, and I apologize for the dead time on the thing. I am going to put up
it works properly,
exactly,
Alan.
The document that I am looking at on my screen, which says it's version 217. But it's basically 216.3 that I've just updated the version on because I'm editing it. And it should be the same as the 216.3 I sent out, but I have a feeling that I made a mistake when I created the PDF last night. And I apologize for this. I shouldn't do things at 1:30, 2 o'clock in the morning.
I was very curious. If I press the up and down arrow, I can go to different parts of the document. But if I actually pull the handle up and down,
okay,
it didn't move.
This is, and I'm just sending it out so that anyone that can't get to...
You have control of it.
Okay, just give me a sec. Anyone that can't get to the Adobe Connect for any reason has the document also. Okay, sent it out. I'll give back control. And now, even though it's got... okay, you should be able to control it now. Okay.
You've done something funny in these documents that they behave differently on my Adobe.
Apologies. Okay. You'll see in line 114, I corrected an error. I put the S there. So this document here contains the latest I've got from everybody's that on line 131, I deleted the word just, sometimes referred to, not sometimes just referred to. Please, I'll just walk through these, and if people have any issues with them, put your hand up or shout out if I don't happen to be looking at the hand-raising part. Okay. Then the next is, it's actually easier to do this with the change showing version. Okay, I corrected the O in offered. Okay, now we're back to 159, 160. We had one recommendation that said different kinds of support should be made, or I think it was Tajani recommended that different kinds of support to be made available. I argued against the to be made as a imperative because just to acknowledge that at least at this point in this introductory under the Hyatt title, the recommendations, we are giving recommendations and that should was more appropriate than two. It's a small point. So if anyone, you know, Tajani, certainly your recommendation, Tajani has his hand up, for it to be two. I think it was Tajani. If I'm wrong, forgive me.
Yes. I agree with should, but if we keep should, the sentence is not complete. The working group recommends a number of different kinds of support that should be. But if you use two, we don't need that.
I got it. So I got the wrong point there. Okay, so I'll put that should be made available. Anybody object? Okay, moving on.
That whole sentence doesn't parse anymore. Then
the working group recommends a number of different kinds of support that should be made available for potential applicants, which fall. It would be the fall into the following five categories.
No, it doesn't work. You're right, Alan.
Why not? Why doesn't that work?
I don't think we need the word that there. The working group recommends a number of different kinds of support to be made available to applicants which fall into. It should be fall instead of falls.
Yes, but if you put should, the sentence is not okay.
Okay. Two.
Yeah.
Well, sounds okay to me, but.
Okay, it's fine. I have changed it. I made my point, and I was wrong. Okay, moving on.
If the word that is needed, it should be after the word recommends.
Oh, okay. Now, I have changed it to two as you guys went, so let's move on.
Okay.
Any objections? I don't see any.
Can you read the whole thing? Because there was some...
The working group recommends a number of different kinds of support to be made available for potential applicants, which fall into the following five categories.
Okay, so you made it fall. Okay, fine.
Yep. Okay, then the next one was E, other types of aid, which matches the current sections of the document.
Yes.
Okay. Cost reductions.
Avery?
Yes. Oh, sorry, Tajani. Yes.
Yes. Okay. I think that the financial instrument is one kind of support. So it is not another kind. It's a kind of support. It's not another type of support. If you want, we can put it here because we don't have a lot of things in other kind. You have vertical integration, which is not a real support. It's a If you want, it's something that can help. But the financial instrument can be a real barrier for applicants. So I propose to put it as a point here.
So and as you propose changing E to financial instruments?
Yes, please, if possible.
Oh, of course it's possible. what do other people think of that? Do others agree? And I guess that would mean that vertical integration paragraph would have to get moved either to some other category or it would need to be that we'd have to have yet another category that was vertical integration comment. I see Elaine has her hand up.
Yes, thanks, Aubrey. I'm not clear on which line we're on.
Okay, sorry. 166. If I understand Tajani correctly, he's saying that as opposed to having other types of aid that includes both vertical integration and the financial instrument issue, that the category should be called financial instrument or, you know, some appropriate title for that. And that some appropriate title for that, and that we move vertical integration to somewhere else under perhaps, not sure where it would go. Or build a sixth category. So I think that's the issue. So it's line 166, but of course it has implications for the structure of the section. So any other comments? Does anyone object to Tajani's recommendation that financial instruments and what are we properly? So basically just elevating that to a section title. And moving vertical integration somewhere.
And then,
maybe okay. I'm blind, but I don't see vertical integration there.
Vertical integration is when you go to the much later on other types of aid, the proper section for it.
Okay, these titles are then major titles later,
right,
somewhere later in the document.
Right, this is basically
okay.
An outline, a view of what's happening, and then you
Got
get
it.
Down to. And it's in.
You have two persons in the queue.
Yeah. Okay. I just want to finish. You get down to 342, financial continued
okay,
operation instrument obligation. That would get elevated to a heading of its own. Okay. I still have Elaine with her hand up, and I have Eric. Elaine, did you have more to say, or were you?
Yeah. Thank you. I don't understand what's financial instruments as compared to other types of funding support in E.
And as E at the moment has other types of aid, and it basically has only two entries in it now. It has the vertical integration issue and the financial continued operation instrument obligation.
Avery, may I suggest when we get down to that section, we make it appropriate, and then you can fix the index in lines 150, 160 something
suggestion.
To match it.
Okay, that's a good suggestion. Eric, you have your hand up.
Thank you, Aubrey. This is Eric Brenner-Williams, and I want to express again my preference that vertical integration not be mentioned as it doesn't really exist. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. And if no one minds, we'll take Alan's recommendation and continue those sections, and I'll fix this later.
Okay.
Is that okay with you, Tajani, that we'll have that
okay.
as a pending fix, depending on what we do later?
No problem.
Okay, thank you. Okay, cost reductions. There was just an organizational issue where Tajani made a recommendation that cost reductions, it's 2.2 was the main heading, and then basically that 2.2 through 2.5 or 2.3 through 2.6 or whatever were moved under it as third level. I basically declined to make that change, and as I mentioned in my update, I hate pushing things down to where then we end up fourth level at some point to the cost reductions. was sort of a, I guess it was 2-1. That's it. I'm being so confused, doing too many things at the same time. 158 is 2-1, is kinds of support that should be offered. Tajani's recommendation was that 2-2 through 2-5, cost reductions, and then all the others be subordinated at the third level. I declined to make that suggestion simply because I thought this was an introductory paragraph that then went into the others and that they should be standalone at the second level. So I just wanted to not have lost that comment that I rejected. I don't know if it's important to Tajani to argue for that at the moment, but I didn't want to have lost it. Tajani, are you okay with what I didn't do, or would you like to make an argument for your proposal?
No, it's a minor problem. I agree, but for a better understanding of the document, since the cost reduction is 2.2, any cost reduction must be 2.2 to, point something. Normally, it's like this. I am engineer, I understand it like this. But if you see it another way, it's not a problem for me.
Okay. So, well, that's a slightly different issue. That's saying that anything that is a cost reduction, therefore, should be moved to 2.2, as opposed to being elsewhere. And so perhaps that will apply to your financial instrument argument. Okay.
Okay.
So there's no changes until next. The next changes I show were, it's amazing how much on some of this really meaty stuff here we're pretty much set on it. Okay, then here basically I had the support for build out in underserved languages and scripts. And I had moved this from being its own section to subordinating it to cost reductions. And I believe Tajani was not comfortable with that move. And again, that was another one of his recommendations that I did not accept. But again, wanted to make sure that I brought it up in this meeting to allow him to, convince the rest of you that this is what I should be doing. Eric.
Thank you, Aubrey. And if Tajani wants to speak to this issue, I can wait.
Pardon?
If you wanted to respond to Aubrey, I can wait.
No. Go ahead.
Okay. I think the issue here is, does undersupported, underserved languages, does that constitute a kind of need? If we put the this particular item, regardless of what the title reads, but the issue of underserved languages, if we put that underneath finance, then need remains primarily the material need or the financing need. If it is a equivalent structural item that is at the same level in the table of contents, then we're conveying the idea that the absence of a script and language is a kind of need. And I believe that was the meta issue shared by both Andrew, Tajani, and myself, that language diversity is a kind of need. Thank you.
Okay. So if I understand, and I'm repeating it, and if I repeat it wrong, please correct me, your suggestion would be that this be promoted up to the second level, and just talking about the mechanics. And if so, I would probably put it after sponsorship and funding and not between financing and sponsorship and funding. Is that a correct interpretation of what you would suggest?
It's one of the choices, and I'm sorry, I think you should use your best judgment on this, Avery.
Okay. As to where I put it, you leave that up to me, but you do suggest that it be promoted to the second level.
Well, I suggest that we consider the issue and decide one way or another whether the absence of language is a kind of need or if the absence of money is the only kind of need.
Okay, well, the sorting in this section is the kinds of assistance is really the target. So this is a kind of assistance. Now, the question is, is this kind of assistance a purely financial cost reduction assistance, or is this kind of assistance something that is categorically different than financial assistance? And I think that's the criteria that I would look on, and it's the one that I've been on the fence about, and that's why I had it in one place at one point and in another place and another point. So I did previously have it as standalone. Then as I started to understand it better, it was the essence of the kind of assistance we'd be offering fell in the cost reduction type, that it had nothing to do with the kind of need per se. It had to do with, if your need was this, then the kind of assistance would be fee reduction. And that it wasn't categorically different, and as it wasn't a category in itself of kind of assistance, since that's what this discussion's about.
If I may?
Yeah, okay, I see. Eric, please, and then I have Alan.
Thank you, Aubrey. If this assistance could only be provided through financial means, then it would be appropriate to stick it in a financial section. If it could be met by two or more means, one of which includes finance, then that other means needs to be identified somehow, structurally, within the document. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Alan.
Yeah, I'm a bit confused by this. The lack of language support is a need of the world, of the Internet, but it's not a need of the applicant. So the word need applies to it, but I don't think it's in the terms that we're using need here. It's one of the rationales why financial or technical or whatever support may be needed. But I don't think it's a need in the sense we're using it here.
As I say, this section isn't so much about needs, it's about types of support. Right. Okay. Okay, Tijani.
Yes, as we changed it last call, it can remain there where you put it now. Because if you remember, the language was not like this, and that's why I was opposed to put it there. Now that it is a reduction for the IDN scripts for applicants that need support, it can be there. It's a type of cost reduction. That's right.
Okay, thank you. So does anyone object to me leaving it where it is? And Tijani, since this was your original issue, you know, I thank you for your comment on leaving it. But since the question is open and Eric spoke about it, Eric, do you have any objection to it remaining where it is? Anyone else, do you have an objection to it remaining where it is? Being no objection, how about I move on? Thank you. Let me make a notation here. Doing too many. Okay. Sponsorship and fundraising, there's nothing. In 250, capitalized fee as I was requested. In 254, only to those meeting the conditions established. 4.0, shouldn't be the support, it should just be support. Let me fix that in my copy. For support. Okay, I've been trying to basically go through and everywhere talking, you know, if I'm talking about financial need or financial support, changing it back to just support so that we're not speaking of it wrong. I think I've caught them all, but if somebody notices that I still have a issue. Okay, in 260, 261, the language was that I can't establish a program development function. We talked about whether it was a person or a thing, and you know, need employ and director, and speak more about the function. So that was a wording change. Any issue with that? I see a bunch of hands. I got Alan and Tijani.
Yeah, I'm just curious about this discussion of whether it should be a permanent position or a contract person. Within ICANN, a huge number of the people are contract people, and generally that's transparent to us. You know, as far as I know, a large number of the policy staff people are contract people. I don't think it's particularly relevant in this context to be discussing that.
Yeah, well,
it's not a big issue, but I think it's a red herring, and it confuses the issue.
Yeah, well, that's, and in fact, if you look at the poll, you know, there was no consensus on the forum such a function should take. Now, perhaps because there's no consensus, we may decide that we just want to eliminate that sentence, which is a possibility. Tijani.
Good idea. Okay, just a minor thing. I am not sure if my English is good. First line, there was consensus that I can establish with S, no?
That I can establish, no. I think no, establish is correct.
Okay, excuse me.
Please
Sorry.
Correct me if I'm wrong, anybody, but ICANN is a single entity. Or ICANN establishes. You might be right.
They both sound right. I don't
they
care.
Both sound right. I'll go to my...
Let someone else judge.
I'll go to my grammar maven. I live with someone who has been correcting my grammar for 30 years and has all the books to prove it, and I will check on that. Eric.
Thank you. I've actually changed my mind on this issue after the release of the Trondheim work product, and I'm no longer convinced that this function should be carried on inside of ICANN, whether it's by a contractor or by an employee. I just have lost faith, I suppose, that, A, the money will be segregated from the general fund, and B, or more importantly, that the program will be pursued vigorously rather than pursued in a desultory or token fashion. Thank you.
Okay. So, I as I look at the poll, as I say, we have complete divergence. I think that question has been the best visual cue of what divergence can mean, and no consensus. So we have a sentence here that says there was no consensus, and then we do at line 270 have a full consensus statement on whatever is done, those monies should be separate. Do you think something stronger is needed?
It, from my point of view, it's fair game to say there was no consensus on whether it should be done within ICANN or outside of ICANN, but the issue of whether it's a permanent position, I just don't see fitting here at all. First of all, this is something associated with new GTLDs, and we don't know what the future is. ICANN isn't going to commit to someone forever and ever on the basis of this kind of thing. So it's never going to be a permanent position, as I see. But even if it is logically permanent, it's micromanaging ICANN to say what the form of the agreement is with the actual person.
Okay, I've got Tijani, and then I put myself to make a personal comment in the queue after Tijani. Oh, Tijani just changed to agreement.
Okay.
Did you want to speak, Tijani?
Yeah.
Okay, please.
No, no, it's only to support Alan's question.
Okay, I want to offer a contrary point of view to what Alan just said, and why I think there's value in that statement. And as I say, I'm making this as a personal statement, not as an editor's statement. I'll go whichever way the group goes. There is a permanent position in a company in ICANN becomes something that basically you've hired for, and therefore you essentially have a budgetary continued requirement for it. A consultant to help set up a program that is an appropriate program either inside or outside of ICANN is a different thing. It's a short-term defined need to get a job done. So in defining that we say we think they should hire a permanent person, we're saying that this is a thing that should be established inside ICANN going for a long time. In saying that there should be a consultant to start working to put this together, this could be, and especially if the B statement starts to take precedence, that in the end there's a decision at the board level based on bottom-up processes, that really there should be something like an ICANN foundation, a linked group, a something that is separate. ICANN would still need that consultant to try and help, you know, put this together and help drive the formation and help establish the financial length or however these things would or wouldn't happen, but wouldn't need this to be more than a transitional position to set something up, to do something while the outside thing is being established. So that's why I think that there's actually a very large difference between ICANN setting up a permanent development position or us having a temporary function. Thanks. Go back to having editor's hat on. Carla.
Hi, Avery.
Hi.
So in my understanding, you're always going to have the need of having a staff member, even if it is coordinating or cooperating with that consultant, because per board resolution, we need to put together this website in which all of the organizations are featured, in which all of the applicants in need of support are listed, and so forth. So you still need a staff member that will be the key point to make sure that these things happen. There is a level of expertise that would be required from a consultant really to identify what entities could offer the kind of support and so forth. But I don't think that they are one thing excludes the other. You still need a person internally to make sure that those things are done and featured internally.
Okay. Thank you.
I think we're confusing the term consultant and contract.
Perhaps we are. Johnny.
Not having a consultant is right, but saying the remuneration and financial terms between the and longevity terms between the person and the organization, whether it's contract or employment, there are legal and tax implications of those. And pension implications, but I don't think we care about those.
Right. Do you think that, and I have Sujani with his hand up, but do you think that what says here is talking about that employment relationship, or what we have here is talking about whether it's a permanent internal position or a...
Permanent internal means it's a true employment as opposed to a contract relationship. And I don't think that's our call.
Okay. Sujani.
Yes, I think this is an operational detail. And I think that we have a lot of things to do before that, especially to define the need. That is the essential point before which the board will not listen to us. So this is a detail. We will not discuss it now. I think regarding the pool, we don't have to detail it like now. We will not say if it will be a staff or a contracted person or a consultant. We will not speak about it and go ahead. And we need time now. Really, we need a lot of time to define the need.
Okay, thanks.
So, do remember, we had a president and CEO that was a contract person. Maybe we still do, for all I know.
Okay. So I know we don't want to discuss it now, and I agree. Do we want to basically propose that we're taking one or both of the sentences out after there was no consensus on the form such a function should take, period? And then I could drop the other two sentences if that's what people think is the right thing to do. Does anyone object to dropping those sentences?
I don't.
I mean, I have no problem. And is it drop both of them? The one of them talks about the differentiation between permanence and consultant, and the other one talks about fundraising and grant work should be done outside of ICANN itself and an affiliated. Perhaps I just dropped the first sentence and not the second?
I think so.
Okay, and then, of course, I still have to fix the second, but that's okay.
Okay.
And as some members of the group felt that the... Okay, so now it would read, some members of the group felt that the fundraising and grant administration work should be done outside of ICANN itself in an affiliated philanthropic organization. So I've left that sentence in, but I've removed the one before it, okay? People will see that in the next version. I'll leave it in italics so people know that it's a change made during this meeting. Okay, moving on. The next one I record here is at 292. Some of it was just language, following kinds of logistical support. Then there was a restructuring are identified. Then there was a and 296 and 299 and 302, basically just reshuffling of the sentences to try and make them read correctly and show that these things had full consensus. Any objections to the changes made in 291 through 304? Okay, moving on. 305, certain of the requirements. Okay, 308, kinds of technical support are identified. Again, language change. Moving on. At 318, 319, there was from Tijani, it's not clear. Okay, it was the position. So there were several recommendations that involved lower costs and not shared back-end registry services. And then within these, I think these are issues that are still pending answers from the poll. So unless somebody has wording changes that they recommend that, you know, they voted one way or they polled one way and would change their poll another way if only the following word was changed, that would be a good thing to bring up now. Otherwise, I'd say we leave these as they are until after we discuss the poll. Any issue? Okay, moving on. Okay, now we're at the issue. There's the other types of aid. Now, this is the section that jointly, if I take the two recommendations from Tijani and from Eric, we would get rid of, because we would take the first one, 261, and promote it to its own to its own second level issue, and we would take the second one, vertical integration, and delete it because it's reached the point of being overtaken by events, and we know that there will be no application. Now, the reason I kept it in, just to respond to Eric's point, and I see Alan's hand up, the reason I kept it in is because the VI working group is not going to come up with anything. We do not know what recommendation will come out of the board, and it's not beyond the pale that the board could come up with a notion of exceptions if it wanted to, given that the VI group talked a lot about these things and then didn't come to a conclusion. So my reason for leaving it in at this point, and this is an editor's reason for leaving it in, is that while the working group is not going to tell us, we still don't know what's going to show up in the final version of the application guidebook. Alan.
Yeah, I guess I completely disagree with Eric on this one. I think it's important we keep this in for just the reasons you mentioned. The fact that there might be community applications that will need ability to integrate, and whether that's an exemption or whether we go for full trade and everyone has that exemption doesn't really matter, was almost unanimous in the group. And the board is going to have to do the work that the VI working group could not. That is, they will have to come up with an answer if indeed we open the application round for GTLDs. Therefore, if we feel that for some community applicants, and particularly the ones we're talking about, this may be necessary, we should be mentioning it. They don't have to listen to us, but if we feel it may be an issue of success related to the possible success or failure of these new GTLDs, then I think it's important that we mention it.
Okay. Eric, I don't know who keeps turning you guys into microphones.
Yeah.
Not me. Okay, Eric.
Yes, I wonder about those microphones, too.
The problem with turning them into microphones is that immediately deconstructs the ordering of who raised their hand first.
Really?
Yes.
You raised his hand before I did.
Okay, no. Your hand is up. Alan did, but he's finished.
Thank you. For those of you who are not haven't been in the VI working group, the idea of having an exemption based on the need of the applicant or the on some policy reason was unfortunately we were unable to separate it from brands wanting a kind of an exception also. There is good language in the GAC's recommendation to the board. Referencing that language would be appropriate, I think. But referencing the work product of the vertical integration PDP, I don't think actually does anything for policy as a motivation for exception to the recommendation 19 that all registries use registrars, which are distinct from those registries, to provide the registrar function. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Two things. One, the language that we have now does not mention the working group. It only mentions that if the final application guide allowed for any exceptions from the vertical integration requirements, that such exceptions would be applicable to those applicants that meet the criteria established for support. So, A, it no longer references the working group, and B, perhaps, you know, adding language, if you think that would help here, I could certainly go back to the letter and try and weave in or even quote, you know, from the GAC letter. So that would be my, you know, editor's response to two issues. Alan?
If I can...
Eric. Yeah, Eric, if you wanted to respond.
Thank you, Avery. The reference to the GAC carries with it or imports the policy rationale of the GAC. Mere reference to vertical integration doesn't contain any policy rationale for any particular goal, any particular outcome. So I prefer, since we are acting out of a desire to affect some policy end, that any reference we make is grounded in a policy framework. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Alan?
Yeah, I don't have the GAC letter in front of me, but I suspect what Eric is recommending would be fine with me. I do not agree with the current wording, which says if there is an exemption, that it will be applied to our friends. I think the needs of the group we're looking at may be the prime reason that there be an exception, or not an exception, the ability to integrate under some circumstances. So it should be phrased in a positive way that we need this that it be available for our applicants, not that if it's available for others, it should also be available for them.
Okay, gotcha.
We should just phrase it in a positive way, saying we need it, as opposed to conditional on some other decision outside of our group.
Okay.
And I suspect the GAC words may well be appropriate.
Okay. I see Rafiq has agreed with that. Does anybody disagree with that? What I'm hearing is that I'm hearing basically three things, and people tell me if I'm wrong on any or all of them. I'm hearing, one, this should stay in at this point, but it should be reworded, and that I should go back to the GAC and find appropriate wording and suggest it to you all. Two, that these should be listed under a category called other types of aid, that if they're worth mentioning, they're important in themselves. So three, that basically I should promote both of these to the second level, both vertical integration and the one above it, the second level, and I should adjust the introductory words to have six categories of issue. Does anybody disagree with my interpretation of what I've heard? Does anyone want to speak otherwise to it? Now, in which case I will make those structural changes. I will also go back to the GAC letter. I'll write a new paragraph. I'll send it out on the mailing list. And I've got a bunch of errands to run after this meeting, but I'll do it by, you know, mid or late afternoon. I ask everybody to look out for this. Discuss the wording with me on the list so that it doesn't drag long. Yes, I see Eric and Alan. So Eric first.
Thank you, Aubrey. Just a suggestion as you go about wordsmithing. If you can avoid vertical integration and instead use terms like the registrar function or some exception at the registrar function rather than referring to vertical integration. The is that we have the registrar function exercised by the needy applicant, by the qualified applicant, not that registries and registrars are in general allowed to commingle their equity. Thank you.
Okay, thanks. One question. So you wouldn't even suggest that I mention that this is often discussed under the topic of. You would suggest that I leave out the words vertical integration completely.
Yes, I think referring to the registrar function being exercised by the registry is sufficient to convey the actual policy goal that we want. And referring to vertical integration takes us directly into the great mess.
Okay, thanks. If anybody, I take that advice. If anybody thinks that's not right, I see at least one check, please put up a red X. Otherwise, I'll take that as my sort of way to proceed.
Better not to wave red flags, yes.
Okay. Alan, you spoke, but you have more to say?
Yeah, I wanted to go backwards to the financial instrument one, and this was one of the questions. This is regarding the survey. The survey asked, do we agree that there should be a 1 year, that the 3 years should become 1 year? It wasn't clear from the survey question what the alternative is. Is the alternative it's 3 years, or the alternative is the 6 months?
Yeah, I was afraid of that as I saw this going on.
And given that there was a 50-50 split, I think half the people read it one way and half the other.
Okay.
I'm just pointing that out that when we come to analyze that question,
I'm not sure how you're
going to interpret the answer, so I've raised the issue instead of on the email list.
Okay, no, I appreciate that, and I think I noticed that one myself. I think the first statement we have here, that there was consensus that it be reduced, is still a consensus thing.
Yeah, I think disagreeing with the 3-to-1 meant it's 3-to-1/2. But I'm not sure everyone read it that way.
Right. My opinion at this point would be to leave A at consensus, B there was a minority view, and C there was another minority view, or that there was a split between those two views, and I might actually take them out of minority view and rephrase it as one. There were those that felt it should be 1 year, those that felt it should be 6 months. I'm afraid you're right. So have we covered what needs to be covered in this other types of aid that are going away? And basically both of them are being promoted, and we now have 6 concepts.
Avery, back on the previous one, I'm just looking at A and B under the financial instrument.
Yep.
And I don't think you can have consensus on going to 6 months and a minority view that it should be a year. They're disagreeing with themselves. Is consensus different from full consensus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, full consensus means there's absolutely nobody that is raising their voice to disagree.
Okay,
but
consensus means there were some others. Okay, sorry.
One person has a different viewpoint, they can mention it.
Okay.
I don't think that in all cases of consensus we need to list a minority view if someone doesn't raise their hand and say, I have a minority view. But, yes, the full consensus would be no one disagreed.
Okay. Then it's consistent. Let's go on.
Okay. So I've got my marching orders, as it were, on 2-6. Moving on. Okay, 377, 378, there was a language thing. I'm not sure I got it right yet. From the support applicants who meet the need criterion, working group recommends the following categories of applicant receive support. I think that's wording we've talked about a lot. I think I got corrections on capitalization and the word for being removed. Is that wording okay now? Okay. Then when I think we get down to 289, 293, we might find that I need to rewrite that
in that I'm not sure, and this is, I think, probably one of the ones Tijani was speaking of.
Yeah, Avery, sorry, back at 380, 381, if you have the following categories of applicant received, then the work group recommends that.
Repeat. Where? Give me a line, please.
Well, 380.
380. These potential applicants have the benefit of being relatively well-defined as groups?
No, okay, we have a different 380 then. I'm on from the app, from the support applicants.
Oh, that's right. I'm sorry. I've already made changes in the copy I'm looking at. Forget
currently it reads from the support applicants who meet the need criteria, working group recommends the following categories of applicant receive support.
And that goes where? That the working group
recommends staff. That, I think, the following categories.
Okay.
Yeah.
Certainly. So that is now in. That's right. I've been making edits on my copy of this, therefore my lines have changed. I was going to say I gave you guys what I had. I see Tijani has his hand up.
Yes. We talked about the A, B, C, D, E, and we said that it is not an order.
Oh,
so
okay.
Either to change them by bullet points or to write without any order, or to mention that it's not an order.
I just changed them to bullet points. Does anybody care?
Okay. Thank you.
Yes? Sorry, I'm not raising my hand in time.
That's quite all right.
In our, Alan and, not Alan, sorry, Andrew and I have been having these discussions about the language issue, and we find ourselves trying to refer to these and just calling them the bulleted points. Whereas when we're talking about A to E, we actually know which one we're talking about. So we can refer to B or C or D while discussing the language issue. But when we're attempting to refer to the same things via bullet points, we actually have to go and figure out which bullet point is which.
I have put the ABC back in, and I'm adding the phrase, the following categories of applicant received support in no...
Just in parentheses, not in priority order.
Yeah, thanks. Just make good. It easier to talk about them without imputing some order.
Very good.
Okay. So basically, receive support, parentheses, not in priority order. Or not, right, okay. Not in priority order. I've got that wording in there. Okay. Anything else on this stuff? Okay, moving on. Bullet versus III changes. Okay, just formatting changes at 422, 23 area. More formatting. Okay, 440, 442 in mine. I was probably a couple set off in yours.
What is it? It is D, E, C? What is it?
It's D bullet.
D bullet, okay.
Okay, I've got I made some changes on the wording. I think that's it. There was, and again, we have the designation, and this wording may indeed change when that, so I'm not sure that there's a lot to be said at the moment, but on limiting any exception, allowing some support for an applicant, that has government support. So I made this change, I guess, last night. Some people had been saying that this was phrased confusingly, so I went back and tried to clarify it, so hopefully I did. As I say, we have to deal with the phrasing, and of course, if we find that, you know, the bullet becomes the main point, the main point becomes the bullet, then we'll deal with that when that becomes the case.
So currently we have, and ignoring the square brackets, there was consensus on limiting any exception allowing some support for an applicant that has government support to community applicants. I'm afraid that doesn't. That still
work for me.
Is
I
very,
understand it.
Well, yeah, but you wrote it.
okay. I mean, basically, so there was consensus on limiting any exception allowing some support for an application that has government support, comma, to community applicants. Is there a punctuation missing on it? Because it's
I'm
a
not,
there's a dependent clause on it. In other words, if you take out the dependent clause, and that's what's missing, is the, because what there is there was support on limiting any exception to community applicants. And the dependent
clause. Okay. If you simply say of limiting this exception.
Oh, okay, that works.
To community applicants, I think
exception. Yeah, because it's a subordinate phrase. It makes it an easier sentence. And yeah, and because it is a subordinate, a bullet to D, then that would work. Any objection to the change, which is there was support, on limiting the exception to community applicants?
I have a suggestion, Avery.
Okay.
There was a consensus on limiting to community applicants this exception, etc.
Limiting this exception. Okay.
I think it's more expressive like this.
It's harder to read in English, I think.
Yeah.
Perhaps we...
Well, let me leave it at this, if it's okay for now.
Because it is long. The problem is the sentence is long. That's why.
Well, I got rid of the long.
It's much shorter now.
It says, basically, there was support on limiting the exception to community applicants, period. On limiting this exception.
Good.
Okay, so it's not long anymore. Okay. Moving on. Next step. Due to the time constraints and in the interest of getting GNSO Council, ALAC, and Board's endorsement of 4 of the basic recommendations, I basically changed the language that had been there from when we did earlier snapshots to, with the final, what we're asking for is them to endorse our recommendations. The following work items proposed were not, and that we talked last time, that there's full consensus on that. There's the definition of mechanisms. A review committee be established operating under a set of conditions. Now, what I have to determine here, and this was where Carla's point came up yesterday. By the way, we only have 6 minutes until our 90 are up. Carla's thing of, have we answered the board's question? Now, from what I look at things, I really don't see them having asked us a question, so I have difficulty with that in some sense. But if they did ask a question, they said, have you established criteria? And I believe that we have established criteria, except one of the criteria, financial need, is a point that we say more work needs to be done on that. Now, I'm wondering, as I say that, whether I have done a good enough job of saying it's an E, establish the criteria for financial need and a method of demonstrating that need, whether that sentence A being in the E position, and perhaps I have to say this is also an unordered list, is that statement strong enough, or do I need to beef that up with, we are suggesting that the working group start working on that as soon as we have released the final report. Please, I see Carla's hand up. Yes, I should have called on you since it was your issue. Thank you.
Yeah, I think I probably misspoke about the question. What I mean is, are we directly addressing the recommendations that were made in September by the board?
Okay, thanks.
You know, because I think if we directly address that, you know, it would be easier for the board just to tell staff, you know, do this and do that.
And I think what I haven't written yet, and I should also write today, is, and I don't believe I'm going to, basically we don't have the executive report, and maybe the executive is basically the point where we say we have established criteria, you know, and they are, et cetera, we have this, we have that. I've got Tijani and Alan.
Yes, I don't know why we want to wait until the end of the final report to constitute the group who will work on the definition of the need. We need to start.
Because we have to finish the final report and get it done?
No, we can start already. We can do it in parallel.
If we were getting a lot of work done in parallel at the moment, I might say that. I mean, if people want to start talking among themselves, I don't have an issue with it. But, I'm personally afraid that if we start doing anything other than finishing the report and the comments, then we won't finish the report and the comments. And so I'm trying to sort of say, we don't start on anything else until. And because part of this work then sort of says, okay, we need to get some experts in. We need to start, you know, getting some expert opinion on how one establishes need, what's appropriate to do that in a cross-economic, cross-cultural setting, in confidentiality, privacy. We have to start defining a set of questions that we need to work from. So I think it's really good if people start thinking about it. If one and two people want to start talking in the background, I'm by all means in favor, but I, as a co-chair, am really very resistant of starting up another work item until we finish this one that seems to be dragging on forever. And I'm having trouble getting people to send me language to review things before meetings, et cetera. So I'm resistant. I mean, if all of you say, oh, no, no, we're really ready to do this, but that's my reason for, you know, not yeah. wanting to start a formal activity until we've gotten going.
I'm also
not positive it's in our charter, but
I understand. I understand, Avery, but I don't say that they will work today, tomorrow or today. No. First, we have to define more or less the composition of the group. We will have experts, we will have, we will have members of this group, etc., and perhaps other volunteers, first. Second, when we defined it, we have to do the call for people to come and to integrate the group, so that when we have finished this report, we can immediately start working in this new group. It's a problem of time. That's the problem.
Yeah, I understand. And
can I get
if
in?
I had yes, please. And if I had spare bandwidth, I would probably, you know, accept your call, Alan.
Yeah, it's not the one I raised my hand for, but I think the issue here is you're trying to say that it's not part of this report, and maybe you need slightly different wording to not imply we won't start it until afterwards, but I think that's the message we're trying to convey, and I don't think we need to, in this report, say exactly what the details are of how we are starting and exactly which moment in time are we starting. So I agree with Tijani that we may be able to do some work in parallel, I don't think that needs to be detailed in this report.
Okay, thanks.
Okay. What I raised my hand for is whether this is a ABCD list or whether it is a bulleted list, I think the order matters. And specifically, I think they need to be grouped together. And I would very explicitly say that item E, that the financial support, should probably be following B, because the first two are overall mechanisms, and establishing the financial report, I think, is far, far more important than putting the framework of on auctions, which is something that we haven't really talked about at all. So I think ordering them in general, whether they're in strict priority order, and I don't think they are because some of these have to be done in parallel, I think the order does matter. And establishing the financial criteria at the bottom near the bottom of the list is sending a message that we don't think it's one of the important things. But based on what Kurt said of his interpretation of what the board didn't say but meant, it's clearly one of the top criteria.
Yeah.
One of the top requirements to be done. So I would move it up in the order, and I'm not sure exactly where it goes, probably after B.
Okay, great.
But it better not be, it can't be at the bottom or we're sending a bad message.
Yeah, it may actually be A, but anyway.
Well,
especially if we're already starting
I was
going,
when I raised my hand, I was going to say A, but then I read A and said maybe that one really does need to be first.
Okay.
Anyway.
Well, I'll resort it.
Requires something.
By the way, we're at 31. Rafiq?
When we talk about how to define the need, if we need another group to work on that, is it in our working group charter And if we will want to work on that topic, do we need to see with our sharding organization or not?
Okay, I'll just give you my answer on that one. Is I think it is, but it's not there explicitly. Where our charter does discuss determining criteria for support. One of the criteria for support is indeed defining financial aid. Now, financial need. We have taken the first step and said one of the criteria is there has to be financial need, but we haven't done the drilling down to the next level. So that's why I've sort of put it in a gray area. I believe that it is legitimate for us to start working on it and for us to inform the group in this report that we have started working on it and that, as they look at the chartering of the group, they can always stop us. But you as liaison with Carlos as liaison, though of course in Cartagena we'll have to find a new ALAC liaison if we're continuing on.
Carlos, can I raise my hand? It's Elaine.
Oh, okay. Yeah, please. So let me just finish this answer. So, can also take it to your respective groups and check to see whether this is in our charter. Elaine, I think I heard your voice before I saw a hand from Al.
I just have one quick sentence. If we're going to do that, then we better make sure that the message that we use to send the report to our chartering organizations make it clear, because the standard is to receive the final report and thank the committee for its work and disband them. So if we think we're going to continue work after the, quote, final report, we should just make it clear in our transmittal document.
Right. And we may have misnamed it a final report. Elaine, sorry.
Thanks. So in my discussions with some of the board members after the Trondheim resolution, I heard that one of the reasons why there weren't more resolutions in support of our work was because we specifically had not done the work of defining need, and that the board did not want to take on that task but expected the working group to define need more specifically. And so if we are not going to do that before we submit a final report, I think it would be very important to write in our report that we understand that further definition has to occur, and we suggest, forming some other committee or bringing in some experts. I think what you said probably 3 minutes ago about the reasons why we haven't defined a needy applicant further, I think that would be very important to add to our report. That's
okay,
all.
Thank you. Okay, we are at 35 after the hour, so we've done 95 minutes at the moment, so we should be done. If I can quickly, and if anybody has to drop off, please do, but I beg your indulgence to cover two more things. One, at what was my line 493, and so I will do some work on what we just spoke about. What was my line 493? I basically stuck in a variant of the paragraph that Elaine suggested in mail yesterday, and so I didn't hear any objections on the list. And I may need to add some of the language that we just talked about to this particular paragraph as well. I'm not going to go through them in point by point now. I've got the frequently asked questions. I'm taking edits on them. As people will notice, I did follow the suggestion from, you won't notice it because it's in my, it's the version I just sent, that I did in 411, did add policy implementation guideline N as suggested by Carla. And all I've gotten in terms of comments for those at the moment. On 4-5, I ask anybody that wants to talk about the continued operations instrument to send me language. Otherwise, I'll probably end up dropping it from the list because an answer didn't come to me quickly on what the reasons were. And so I'd like to ask anyone that is arguing for that to send me language. And at that, we did not get to the addenda discussion. What I wanted to basically go on is we need to get to that. I think there need to be answers explaining what we've done or what we haven't done to each of the issues. So I'm hoping that at the next meeting, that can become the main focus of the discussion. And that we take care of any of the other issues that come up on this document on the list as much as possible until we get to the final blessing of the document. Anybody else want to have a closing word? I see many people have dropped out already. If not, thank you all for the 98 minutes of your morning, evening, afternoon, middle of the night. And as I let people know, I'm going to be traveling a lot over the next 2 weeks. We'll try to participate in meetings as much as I can, but Evan will be carrying the main chairing load for these next 2 weeks. Thank you.
Thank you, Avery. Thank you, everybody.
Okay.
Thanks, Avery.
Bye-bye.
Bye.